This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Medford.
Well, that's not these two bouncers, and one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
It'll hold us.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it is currently 6:08 a.m. I just want to say a nice welcome to our two guests here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Megan.
I'm Claire.
And you're listening to Chatting with Molly with DJ Molly.
Sounds awesome.
So, I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about your interest in radio and, you know, your journey that brought you here.
Mm-hmm. So I don't listen to a ton of radio, I'll be honest with you, Molly. Growing up, my dad used to listen to the radio in the morning, so I guess I listened to the radio in the morning, too. It's a pretty smart 7-year-old, listened to a lot of NPR.
Yeah.
That was about it until this morning at 6:02 a.m. when I stepped into this room, and here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, I wasn't a big radio listener, usually in the car, but then when I started to drive myself, I was too afraid to listen to the radio because I thought it would be too distracting.
Mm.
So I like the music, but I haven't ever been on a talk show.
Mm.
Yeah, but this is a great first experience.
Yeah, I'm so glad we can experience this together. So my radio journey, you know, started off as a youngin like you, Moose, where my mom would listen to NPR and I would like throw a tantrum to get it and turn it off, you know, like not a big fan. But then, you know, when podcasts came out, it became trendy to start listening to Serial and NPR. So I think that's really what brought me here today.
So would you consider this trendy, what we're doing?
Yeah, definitely.
I only do trendy things. So
yeah,
that's only
trendy.
Yes.
So what do you guys have planned for today?
So today, obviously this is the highlight, 6 to 7 a.m. we'll be here, and then probably get some breakfast. I have my yoga class at 9.
Oh, nice.
So there will be that, and then a couple other classes, and then, yeah.
Other classes, other than this class. A couple other classes.
Well, my yoga class and then some other.
You're right.
That one's really the only one worth noting. But,
yeah. So I was thinking we could play a game.
Oh, awesome.
So I have a couple games in mind. But the first one is one I featured on my Snapchat story last night, where I like to play it off as if it's like a real movie. Like, oh my God, I just saw this amazing movie. But it's actually, you're taking either a single movie, changing the title in some way, and then re-describing the plot in a new title. So like, you'll take one word and make it rhyme with the original title. Like last night, I took the movie Get Out and said Get Trout and re-described the plot about what Get Trout would be about.
And so it's related to the Get Out
plot. Yeah. Okay. So, or you can take kind of two movies that maybe have a common word and like blend them, or like TV shows or whatever.
Okay.
So I'll start off, you know, with the description. So, you know, there's this really amazing cinematic piece of art that like recently came out, and it's really a mix between a movie and a TV show. And it's starring Will Smith and Charlie Sheen, and they're living in California, and I think Charlie Sheen's character is like writing jingles, super rich, kind of an alcoholic, has some like really interested in women all the time, and he has this brother, and Will Smith is also there, and they're also, so they're doing this by day, but then by night they're like hunting aliens and putting, like, if people who don't work for this alien hunter see them, they have to like erase their memory with this little light. And there's also, they're also raising a son in California. Yeah, do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Is it 2.5 Men in Black?
It is 2.5 Men in Black. Thank you.
What about 2.5 Men in Black 2? That happen a couple years from now?
Yeah, I think that could be an amazing sequel. I'm not sure if I could describe the plots distinctly enough because they are so similar.
Right, there's still two but, men and a half of
yeah,
a man.
And they're still in black.
At some point in the movie, they were all black.
Yeah, so I think that could really be some promise in this, you know, series future.
Okay.
Yeah, have you guys seen any, like, fun movies lately?
Ooh. Tough question.
While you guys think, I can tell you about another movie I saw.
Okay.
So this one is produced by Pixar. Classic. Loved it growing up. There's a couple of them. And it's about these Japanese fish that are super lucky in Japan. And in Japan, people often like have these fish in ponds, and they're like speckled. They're really nice. So the plot of the movie is this little boy has a bunch of these fish, but they're like plastic. They're not like real fish. And he likes to play with them all the time. But when his mom isn't looking, they like turn into real fish. And he gets to like play with these like real fish, but he can't show his mom or else like he'll get in trouble or something. It's actually not clear why the mom can't find out. But
some things have to stay secret.
Some things do. You're right. And so yeah, it's basically this like little boy. And there's three different movies, and as the three different movies progress, this little boy grows up. The last one, I actually think he's graduating from high school, and he has to, it's kind of dramatic because his mom wants to give away his fish, but he doesn't want to give away his fish because they're such a big part of his life. Again, they're plastic, and then they come to life.
Yes. I think I get that part.
Okay.
It's the fish bit that's okay. Kind of throwing me off.
Here. So,
it's a big attachment to fish.
They're, yeah, it's you're right. You're right. It's really lucky. Oh, it looks like we have a caller.
Perhaps a caller with an answer.
Yeah, perhaps a caller with an answer. Let me get the caller. I just want to let you know that we're going to try to get you on air, but we're going to do our best. So, while I do this, I will play some music and try to get the caller with us. Give me 1 second. Megan or Claire, do you have any suggestions for songs?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have any.
We could listen to some Beatles.
I've suddenly forgotten all the songs that I have ever heard of.
Yeah, it sometimes happens. Okay, we'll do a little Blackbird by the Beatles.
Caller should try and call back, I think.
Yeah, I think caller should.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. For this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Medford. My name is Margo Erheim. Just calling in because I heard that this show has a great host named Molly Levin.
That she does. That it does.
That she does. Wait, can you?
So how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good, Margo.
Oh, Margo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear all of you.
Awesome. Okay, great.
Just like the four of us are hanging out.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you on. So I was wondering, were you calling in to answer the movie question?
Yeah, I know you guys struggled with that one. It was hard.
Yeah, they were struggling. But I can't remember
actually 2.5 Men in Black.
Okay, that is the correct answer to the first movie. I don't know if you heard the second description. Would you like to hear the second description?
Yeah, at that point I was just dialing because I was so eager to call in about the first movie.
Gotcha.
The second movie.
You're so right. So I'll give you the description to the second movie. Also to any listeners that missed it. So this is a movie produced by Pixar, and it's really about extremely lucky Japanese fish. In Japan, they have ponds full of them. They bring good luck. They're speckled. They come in orange, yellow, white, any color you want. Really, not any color, just orange, yellow, and white, really. And so this movie is about a little boy who plays with these fish, but they're plastic versions, just like every little kid has plastic versions of these fish, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at night, or like when his mom isn't around, they actually come to life and he can play with them. And they are like three sets of these. Like there are three of these movies, number one, number two, number three. And this movie kind of grows up.
Okay. Toy Story is the one movie is what I'm thinking.
I think that's similar. I think this movie is based off of that movie. That you mentioned, yeah. So you're on the right track. But I still can't think of this title. Moose, would you know
what it is? Just throwing this out there, spitballing, don't know if this is what you're thinking about. I didn't just look it up. But could it be called Koi Story?
It could be called Koi Story. That's correct.
Fantastic.
Nice.
While we were chatting.
Wow. That was a good one.
I came really up good. With one myself.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a bit derivative, but we'll give it a go. So there's these two characters, Andy and Woody.
Okay.
This just
came I think from, I've heard of this movie.
I was just
movie.
Inspired. I don't know where this came from. But Andy and Woody, and they're these famous ice skaters who were rivals for a long, long time in the figure skating world, but due to some problems that they experienced, some public fights that went bad, they were banned from men's figure skating unless, through some loophole, they competed together.
Right, and one's an astronaut and one's a cowboy.
Yes, but they are both figure skaters.
Right.
And they put aside their hatred for one another to create one beautiful routine that maybe wins them the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I think I've actually seen this movie.
Really, have you?
Yeah, I think, is that one called Toy Blades of Glory?
I was going with Blades of Story.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's much better.
Toy Blades of Glory.
Toy Blades of Glory. Too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have one.
Oh,
I'd
you
be
do?
Happy to chime in.
Yeah, I'd love to help you out thinking about a title, you know?
This one, the movie plot is weird. I'll just warn you.
Okay.
But I just need to think of the title. So it's about this group of, I don't know the exact number, but it's about a large group of girls. They just kind of travel in a pack. But weirdly enough, sadly enough, all their moms died when they were basically at birth, eaten by a shark, actually, which is just kind of weird for that to happen to all of them. But
it's like a support group, maybe.
That happened at birth. And then all these girls just grew up with their dads, which was great. But all the girls were really much more adventurous than their dads wanted them to be, and actually got lost, like very seriously lost, all of them in a pack. And this was probably for about a couple months, and all their dads just had to come looking after them because big world, like, where are they going to be? But again, they knew that they were going to be in a pack. And eventually it all works out. Their dads do find them, but it's this whole saga of just the dads looking for this group of girls.
Yeah, so this sounds...
can't think of the name.
This sounds like a really great movie. I totally understand the aspect of the plot that, you know, the girls are lost, their dads are looking. But tell me a little bit more about the girls. So, how did this group form? How do they know each other?
Was there one mom or multiple moms?
I don't think they were all sisters.
Oh, well.
No,
I mean,
no, not sisters.
When all the moms die at birth, are they all the same age?
Some might say they feel a sisterly connection between them, but biologically not sisters.
Okay.
Some of them, they're pretty diverse. Some of them have, like, I guess unusual nicknames would be one descriptor of the group.
Does one of the girls, is she blonde and, like, plays soccer, and then one of the girls goes to Greece, and one of the girls... And they all have this, like...
No, they're all super athletic. You got that, right? Mm. They're super athletic. And I guess that's what brings them together. It's athletics and just this big community.
So it's like a sports team and also a support group for...
dead moms.
Dead moms who have been lost to sharks.
Yeah, sports team. the whole dead mom thing, that again, just like the whole shark thing. Weird coincidence.
Strange.
I remember it happening at the beginning of the movie, but like small detail.
I think I followed the shark business.
Yeah.
I think I know what.
Yeah.
That might be.
But again, tell me a little bit more about like the girls and the sports team, and what maybe happens with them.
I guess what specifically do you want to know more details about them?
Yeah, like if this was. You know, this like movie you're describing was based off of another movie. Like hypothetically, what kind of would happen?
I would think of it more as a twist on one movie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They kind of like took the one movie that I'm thinking of, and it seems like what they did is they had some inspiration from this big group of girls, like 20 so girls. And they just kind of did their own version of that movie.
Interesting.
Except they used their inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think one part of the movie that I left out was that at one point when they're lost, the girls get really bored, obviously. I mean, they're very lost. One of them is a great choreographer, just kind of does it in her spare time, even though they're all very athletic. I mean, how much time do they have? But and they actually learn a dance, the whole girls. And you'd think, like, they're so sad, right? They're lost, their moms have been eaten by sharks.
Okay, I totally know a movie you're talking about.
For some reason, that's what did it, that they misunderstand.
Is it Finding Eeyo?
Oh, that's it.
That's a good one.
Gotcha.
That's a good one.
Yes. That's actually nominated for an Oscar this year.
Yeah, I
so
heard
that
too.
You knew that, but you couldn't think of the name?
So I didn't know what movie she was describing, but now that I know what she's talking about,
and actually
that movie
is a large part of our lives. I can't believe it took us so long.
Listeners, we are all on a sports team.
Yeah.
Have you seen the sequel when the girls perform the world-renowned choreographed synchronized swimming dance?
Oh, wow. Yes, that's a good one as well. Finding Eeyo, too.
The water edition.
Yeah. I wonder, actually, I feel like Finding Eeyo, the perfect mix would be the synchronized water dance because it's our dessert dance, but we're lost undersea.
Or we're in a pool. Lost all together.
Because our mom got eaten by the shark.
So we don't go in the sea anymore.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
I think I was just really stuck imagining this group of girls, and they're, I thought the plot was more about the dads, and yeah. when I didn't know that they were athletes yet, I didn't quite see the connection.
The dancing really added to it, too.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that was good. I'm so glad
it's been great talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's been great having you on air.
Thanks for calling.
Rolling out of here. Not because it's early or anything, just
you have things to do, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings. Yeah, places to be. Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good morning, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Wally Lipman and guest speakers.
You're welcome. All right, bye, Margo.
Bye.
So that was great. I'm so glad we could get some callers on.
Yeah.
Some caller on. Really.
Some caller.
Really glad.
So I have another game we could play. This is like a game that I learned for like hiking and like on a trail. And it's called like Mind Melt or like Mind Mash or something. And it's with two players. Do we have another caller?
I saw a flash, but maybe not. Maybe not.
You know, Addison did say he was going to call in 6:30.
I would also be pretty shocked
if he did. But so how this game goes is it's just two players. So I can like mediate you guys playing if you want. But so each player will come up with a word in their head and you say the word out loud at the same time. And then you each come back to yourself, do some introspection, and try to think of a word that meshes these two words. So if I said frog and someone said baby, you could say like...
Wait, you say frog and someone else says
so
baby?
So you're saying a word at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Two people are like, frog baby. Like, okay. Same, like, whatever. And so maybe you would come back and say, oh, like, what's the mix of a frog and a baby? Like,
the
maybe
third
I'd
person.
Say tadpole. Oh. No.
Oh, okay. So we all do that.
So there's just two people doing it.
Okay.
And you guys both say a word. And then you both try to think of a word that's the midpoint of that word. And you say it again. And then you take the midpoint of two words. Hopefully you'll like arrive at the same word.
I see.
But sometimes you like circle each other. And yeah, so you could say like tadpole for the mix of frog and baby. But you're trying to really like connect. It's cooperative, but I would say it's still fun.
And still competitive.
Yeah, still competitive.
It has to be.
Exactly.
We're competitors.
Yeah.
Competitors.
Well, that's fine. You can say that.
So, do you guys want me to like count you down and you guys want to play?
Yeah, let me think of a word.
All right. Can be anything. Again, if any callers want to call in and play, we figured out the whole phone business. So, please feel free. Let me know when you guys are ready.
They should call.
Oh yeah, that's a great announcement. So if you would like to call in, please call 855-915-9636. It's also 855-915-WMFO. Or if you're abroad, if we have any abroad listeners, you can Skype in to WMFO DJ.
I hear that you're huge in Taiwan.
I also hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm advocating for their freedom. So what else would you want to listen to at 10 o'clock their time, p.m.?
So that's accurate. Do you know?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
I mean, I would assume they're like 13 or 14 hours because I know Thailand is 13.
It's funny because some countries do daylight saving time, so time difference is different now because they've already switched to daylight saving
time. It's
true. We wait a couple more days.
And like in the southern hemisphere, because it's the opposite season, they're going the other way. So, Brazil actually has a different like weekend that they do it, and they're opposite. So the time difference between here and Brazil could be anywhere between, could be 2, 3, or 4 hours, depending on like where we are.
So confusing.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing.
Wow. That's
a
cool fact.
Yeah. So, you guys ready?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Fridge. Time.
Okay, so what were the two words?
I said fridge.
I said time.
Okay. This is good. You know, think about it. fridge and time. Mm-hmm. Listeners, I also want you to think about the intersection between fridge and time.
Fridge and time.
Okay. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Breakfast time. Wait, can I do that? Can I say breakfast time?
You can do whatever you want. Okay. So we have microwave and breakfast time. This could be interesting.
Okay.
Ready?
No. One more second. Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oatmeal.
Eggos. Oh. Also, you put Eggos in the toaster.
You do. Unless you want, like,
soggy Eggos. Soggy.
But then they get soggy, but then they get, like, hard. You know when you microwave bread, it's, like, soft, and then it, like,
what's
gets all
stiff? What's
that Eggo? It's a waffle. Oh. It's a brand of waffles. Okay.
Oatmeal and waffles.
That's interesting.
Okay.
We could say anything for this.
You could say anything.
But we have to, it has to be the same thing.
Until, right.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Pancake.
Yay! Oh, good job. I haven't seen it happen that quickly.
Wow.
I was playing this game with my dad. Mm-hmm. And we said two different words, and then we just said the same word.
Wow.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool, but not as fun, really, because then the game was over.
Right. It's true.
We were pretty insane.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a little interlude and play some music. Again, callers, if you have any suggestions, we'd love to take them. But right now, coming up next, is a little Lake Street Dive.
We can spin it.
caller, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Oh, great. Hi, this is Marissa, and I am going to be the next DJ up at 7, but unfortunately can't get into the inner part of the building. I was wondering if you could let us in.
Great. yes, we would love to let you in. Yeah, someone will be heading down there shortly.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
take it.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. It is currently 6:55 a.m. So we had a little Ingrid Michaelson for you. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And yeah, this has been the, you know, chatting with Molly. Do you guys have any like remarks that you want to share?
I do actually. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently? If you are off campus, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm. Thank you, Miss.
It's important to have the right number.
Yeah, yeah, that's really important. So what are you guys looking forward to in your day today?
The thing that I look forward to every day is my morning breakfast sandwich.
Oh, let's hear about that.
Often it's the first thing that I eat. It is an English muffin, an egg, and some ham. A little bit of cheese on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very
tasty. You make that every morning?
I make that every morning.
Wow. How quickly do you make it?
It is a little like scrambled omelet thing.
Oh, I just came up with a new word.
A scramblet.
I like it.
I love that word.
I've gotten it down to a science. I can do it in just like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's quicker than my oatmeal.
Often it is what I think about as I fall asleep at night is my morning breakfast sandwich.
I definitely know the feeling where you wake up and your alarm goes off and you just don't want to get out of bed and you're like, oh, well, there's breakfast first, so I don't have to really deal with the day yet.
It's true. This day's not going to be like bust because there's still breakfast.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Sad will be the day, has been the day when I have no more.
I hate skipping breakfast.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I refuse.
Yeah.
Which I did do this morning. But
well, it's still very early, so there's still time. There's still time.
It's dark outside still.
Wow, it really is. So do we have daylight savings coming up?
Yeah, this Saturday night, Sunday morning.
So that brings me to another topic. I do love daylight savings because, okay, so fall back. So when it hits 1 a.m., it'll go, or like when it hits 2, it goes back to 1 a.m., right? But in the spring, what's interesting is it goes from 2 to 3. So 2:30 doesn't exist, right? So I set an alarm for 2:30 a.m. to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, what do you guys think? What do you think what would happen?
I think it would have gone off at like the original 2:30.
So 3:30.
Yeah.
I think it wouldn't have gone off.
At all.
The next day.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
What has stayed on? I have no idea.
What happened?
It went off at 3.
What? That because, seems like the worst.
So when it hit 2, it jumped to 3 and was
It had an alarm like, oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I missed an alarm.